This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. March 9th, pandemic.news update. This is Mike Adams, and there's something missing from all the news coverage of the coronavirus pandemic. We are not hearing a single person, not a single doctor, not a single government authority, nobody tell the public to boost their immune function. It should be number one on the list of things to do. Eat healthier, take vitamin C, have more spices and herbs and minerals in your diet. There are antiviral foods and superfoods and herbs and nutraceuticals and supplements. These all exist right now. And if you go into a store right now, like a Costco, the toilet paper's all sold out and the bottled water's all gone, but the antiviral herbs and minerals are in full supply because nobody is being told to boost their immune system. And it's a demonstration of the dysfunctional nature of our pharma-controlled society, where everything now, whether it's the financial markets, whether it's laws passed by Congress, whether it's the regulatory environment, the media, everything is controlled by Big Pharma. And Big Pharma has seized every message and made sure that no one is ever told to take supplements or vitamins or nutrients or herbs, but instead to wait for a drug or wait for a vaccine. That's the message. And it's a horrible message for society. It's a message that's going to get millions of people killed, by the way. People have been trained to think that medicine only comes from a pharmacy, not from an herb or a food. There's medicine in every grocery store. And yet no one is being told to boost their immune function. You know, if we look at how to stop the coronavirus in America, and you would assume that people want to stop it, but now I'm not so sure. If they really wanted to stop it, they could do two things. They could tell the public, start taking antivirals and list them. List the spirulina, the licorice root, the dandelion, the vitamin C, vitamin D, selenium, zinc. I don't know. It's a long list. There's a lot more than that. Those are just ones at the top of my head. Green tea. You know, there's so many things that are antiviral. Encourage Americans to start taking these things. Turmeric, spices in Indian food and Lebanese food and Middle Eastern food. Take the antivirals and practice social distancing. Social distancing. So, you know, stop hugging and kissing each other all over the place in public, strangers especially, or, you know, people in your church or your group. Stop shaking hands, you know, all that stuff. And stop having the big social events like that. You have to isolate people and get people to take antivirals and immune-boosting supplements. Then, guess what? The virus does go away over time. And with stronger immune function, fewer people get sick. So, of course, fewer people die and fewer people need hospitalizations. And that's where the system really gets overrun, is with hospitalizations. So if you can stop the number of people who need that urgent care, that critical phase of sickness, then you can free up hospital beds. You can handle a lot more people being sick at the same time in the country if they get sick with only mild symptoms because they've boosted their immune function. Oh, with elderberry herb, I forgot to mention. Elderberry. Why isn't the president taking the podium and saying, hey, everybody take elderberry? Or just list the 100 top herbs and foods and superfoods and minerals that work. I mean, yeah, maybe we don't know for sure they work against this coronavirus, but we know that they work against other viruses, and there's no harm in being healthier. There's no side effect that's negative from taking herbs and nutraceuticals and eating healthier or having vitamin C. We know it boosts health in an assortment of ways, but our society has become so dysfunctional. So now the president seems to be completely beholden to Big Pharma and the vaccine industry. The NIH, the CDC, the FDA, they're just front groups for Big Pharma. And as a society, we can no longer state anything that's common sense. Society has been structured to censor all the voices that talk about nutritional cures and remedies and treatments. That's why we've been censored everywhere by all the tech platforms. I mean, Twitter will allow China's communist newspaper to have a Twitter account, but not the Health Ranger. Oh, that would be dangerous for society to allow the Health Ranger to warn you about aluminum and mercury in vaccines, or to talk about how you can use resveratrol to prevent heart disease. You know, things like that. Not allowed to say any of those things, but China can lie to the world and kill millions of people and do organ harvesting and kidnapping and raping and political prisoners and everything. Twitter's okay with that. Jack Dorsey loves that stuff. But you can't talk about nutritional cures in America. No, that gets you banned. So the tech giants have structured society to where no one can talk about this. And Twitter's actually banning people now for talking about vitamin C. That's right. If you talk about vitamin C in the context of the coronavirus, your tweet gets banned. That's already been confirmed. You can't talk about vitamin C, folks. That's how bad it is. So with the tech giants now totally in bed with Big Pharma, and Big Pharma running Washington, D.C., and the news media, no one knows that your immune system is the most important factor in stopping this pandemic. Your immune system is how you stop it. We already know that, what, 4 out of 5 people have mild symptoms. So we know that if you do nothing, you have about an 80% chance of having no symptoms, and your immune system beats it. 80% chance. Imagine how high that chance goes if you add nutraceuticals and antivirals to your daily health habits. If you do what I do, have a daily drink of turmeric, make a smoothie with flax seeds, make a smoothie with goji berries like I do. Just have a smoothie every day, load it up with all kinds of nutrition. And then people complain, oh, it doesn't taste like a chocolate milkshake from Dairy Queen. No, that's because it isn't a chocolate milkshake from Dairy Queen. You junk food addict. My God. Everybody's so concerned about the sensory experience on their tongue rather than the nutrients they're getting in their body. And that's why people die from preventable diseases like cancer and diabetes and heart disease and everything else. And the coronavirus coming up. So it's a grand national IQ test to find out who's stupid enough to believe Big Pharma, who's stupid enough to avoid harnessing the power of your own immune system to beat this infection. If you're that stupid to not take vitamin C and to not eat healthier, if you're so stupid that you're going to wait around to die waiting for Big Pharma to have a prescription drug that's probably more dangerous than the virus, then you just might die from this. It's a form of modern-day natural selection. And people who believe in Big Pharma will die in huge numbers, while people who believe in natural medicine will live in huge numbers. And that's the takeaway from this. If you want to live, turn to natural medicine, nutrition, nutraceuticals. Grow your own herbs. Do what works. Boost your immune function now and boost it every day. I'm drinking spirulina and vitamin C and goji berries and turmeric and all kinds of stuff. And I'm taking supplements on top of that every day. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. If you want to live, read pandemic.news and listen to my podcast there. Thank you for listening. Save your own life. You now have the information to do so. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger Store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.